Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good evening, everyone. I'm Kristen Burt here for another episode of So You Think You Can Dance here on After Buzz TV. I'm back from Haiti. I'm a little jet lagged, but glad to be back in the U.S. And I want to thank all of you guys for your tweets and texts while I was away because it was amazing. But if you're looking for Chloe West or Jake Dupree, Jake will be out probably until the end of August. He's away working. And Chloe West is at Comic-Con this week. She'll be back next week. But here with me tonight is Allison Dean.
I'm here.
And she's monitoring the chat room, so make sure you, you know, poke your head in there. Say hi.
Yes, say hi. I'll say hi back.
All right. Now, if you knew that I was like, Jackie's coming and Zach's coming, and then followed me on Twitter, I was like, no, wait, hold on. I had threw out like 18 guests, took away four, added another one. All this stuff happened.
It was an SAT question.
It really was. But Zach Everhart is here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah. And he decided he didn't want to come alone, so he brought a few friends with him from season 11. Marquette Hill.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going?
And Nick Garcia, who was in, and then he was out, and then he was back
in.
And
I'm back.
So we're glad that you are here, because Rudy wanted to bring you at some point this season.
So I can bring Rudy next time I come back.
Exactly. He may be dragging you at some point, because he's like, I really want Nick to be here with me. So just letting you know that he gave you lots of love on his episode. We are here where the top 20 were announced, and then they're like, it's the top 19. And now it's back to the top 20 if you've been following what's happening on Twitter and Instagram. But we'll talk about it as we get to it. But, you know, stage versus street, I just want to ask you guys, because this is very different than your season, how do you feel about the new format? Zach?
I like it. I think it's going to be present some really interesting dances and, like, how they match everyone up. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the two different groups perform and pick up choreography, respectively.
All right. How about for you guys?
Yeah, I really like the new format. I feel like after a while, dancers were kind of trained to do So You Think You Can Dance. Like, we were just, like, ready to do a bunch of different styles, and now they've thrown a wrench into everything. They're like, you're not just going to be doing, or you're not going to get a partner that knows everything. You might get you're going to get a street dancer that's not taking as many classes, and you have to work with them and present different types of challenges like that. It should be great.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great different way to do it. I think there's a lot of new different dancers. Like, you see a lot of girls with hip-hop, strong hip-hop, and that's, like, big this season, and I think that's awesome because they didn't have it our season. I think it's gonna go really well.
Yeah, I think everyone's ready for the next Comfort, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I love Comfort, and I love what she does, but I was like, where are the rest of the Comforts? You know, that's why I feel like, yeah. I do feel like it's kind of setting itself up for possibly a street female dancer winner, and we've talked about that since the get-go, I think. Week one, I think we talked about it.
Yeah, they've definitely been highlighting a lot of the female hip-hoppers and street dancers.
And deservedly so. I think they have all been, like, amazing.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think has been really interesting watching the street dancers, so many different body types, which I think is amazing because dance really is for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's not just, like, you know, the skinny ballerina or anything else like that. Like, everyone can participate, and I think that that's really nice.
I agree.
For people to see.
Mm-hmm. Just because chat is going to be nutso tonight.
Hashtag boy party the sequel.
Hashtag boy party the sequel. Quick question from Julia C, because otherwise it's just going to get lost in the shuffle. So Julia C wants to know, Zach, are you going to be working with Velocity next season?
Yes, I believe so, but I will probably send out a tweet to let everyone know.
Okay, there you go, Julia C. That's all I can give you.
That's all. Okay. We got it. Well, let's go right into Vegas Week, when they, you know, go right into the group dances, which I always look like, let's just keep them up until 2 a.m. and be exhausted. explain what that's like for you guys when you're at, I mean, you were in Pasadena, but the same thing happens when they go, it's time for group dances, where you're like,
oh. Yeah. Yeah, group dances is always probably the most intense part of the week. And they had some really late ones. This last night's episode, they were like up to like 4:30 in the morning and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so accurate. I mean, we're all up super late. It just takes a while for, you know, that many different strong personalities to come together and create a dance that short of time.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work and a lot of pressure, because in your mind you think it has to be perfect, even though you've probably watched a lot of the other seasons and you understand that, like, oh, they'll give you some leeway. You're still freaking out in your mind, like, no, it has to be the best thing ever.
I still think of Malise getting, like, dropped on her head, too, from a couple seasons back. I mean, do you guys remember, like, did you have a difficult group or did you have a good group?
I loved my group. I got Jessica, Ricky, Emilio, and Valerie.
Oh!
Are you kidding?
That was our group. It was the best group ever. So awesome. It was a great group round.
You had a top 20 group.
I mean, we had a lot of fun. It was, like I said, it was like a lot of difficult times. Not difficult times. There was times where we were like, oh, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do here? But I think we all just had like a very positive mindset on it, and we got it done quick. I mean, we stayed up late because we didn't. I feel like everyone didn't want to go to sleep first because the producers would tell the judges that they want to sleep first. So if your number's bad, you messed up. So no one wanted to go to sleep first. So we just stayed up late.
And because every once in a while you see like that group that has one person has that ego, and you're like, stop. You don't know what you're doing, and you're going to watch it back and be like, why did I do that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is kind of interesting because we've got street and stage, so they're keeping them separate for the groups. We'll start with group number one. It was Virgil, Jessica, Lily, it looks Ariana, and Tyrus, and they were group party of five.
Yeah, I thought that was a strong group.
That was a nice one.
It was a killer group, right?
I like the way that they use their music, because they all had like a strong locking and funk background, so they're like, yo, we're gonna stick to what we know, we're gonna kill this James Brown song, like, we're just gonna go off. Like, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was really well put together.
Yeah,
I also think it seemed like they were all being very responsive to Virgil. It seemed like he kind of took charge, but they were all being very good about letting him take charge. And so I thought that was nice to see, because so often you're seeing conflict because lots of people want to be the lead.
Yeah.
And they did a good job of, like, individuality and then, like, group work, individuality, group work. So everyone got a chance to shine.
Yeah, most definitely.
Which is nice. And Virgil, you know, he's got the experience on the stage and as a street dancer. Yeah. You got to watch out for him.
Yeah, he's got a lot of experience.
Yeah. He's very likable, too.
Yeah,
like,
it's that Colgate smile.
He's adorable. I'm like, yeah. And then we go to stage for date nights. And this one. Yeah, see, there's always conflict. Thomas, Edson, Alyssa, Marissa, and Katarina. Thomas slept in.
Right.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oopsie-daisy.
Are any of you guys surprised? Because I actually was, that the judges really didn't, like, kind of knock Thomas a little bit more.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because in the real world, if you're late to an audition 2 hours, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. But I guess they couldn't do too much, because when it was time to perform, he did show up. So I guess, like, they gave it to him, like, all right, you are here, and you did just do that. Like,
yeah. I mean, it had to be hard for the rest of his group.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they were up till really late. And like you said, I mean, it wouldn't be right for an audition, but he got up. And
yeah, and their group was still one of the strong ones. So
it goes to show you how hard they worked the night before and how late they were up. It's hard.
Yeah, it isn't easy at all, and I'm just always like, Travis in one of his blogs was like, we were feeding everyone bananas because no one was eating, so we're like, eat a banana.
Yeah, that's
find a meal, eat a banana.
Just big baskets of bananas and waters that they just...
You're like, no more bananas!
Yeah, no, exactly.
But give me more!
I'm so, done so with true. Potassium. Yeah, I think when Valerie was here, she was talking about that. She's like, if I could get like a 10-minute nap in a corner, I just would, because you're not sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Always.
For sure, yeah.
Just, like, curl up almost in coffin position and just, like, imagine what a bed would feel like.
Yeah.
Like, throughout the whole show, the whole thing is like that.
The whole season.
Yeah. Oi, 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 oi.
The next group, street group, they were group Blackout, and this was B-Dash, Little Boy, Brittany,
Angel,
yep, because I can't read my own writing, and Ladia. And this was interesting because it was O Fortuna from Carmina Burana, and super famous piece of music, but I thought it was really cool using it for street.
Yeah.
It was different.
A challenging song.
It went in an interesting direction. Yeah. I don't know if it was my absolute favorite, but I felt like with that piece of music,
It's hard.
They gave it everything they could.
Mm-hmm. And we saw Angel leave in this, and we saw Lee have to dance for her life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we agree with that?
Sometimes. Like, you don't want to see people leave because you think, well, they could have potential and they could go on to do this, but at the end of the day, they got to make the show
And sometimes it's not bad to dance for your life. I mean, you see, like, Jessica, when she danced for her life last season, that's the moment she really shined. Yourself. Like, that was the part that was like, oh, this is Jessica and this is going to be, like, what she does, like, after that solo. Yeah. Pretty much so.
It was like, this is, she's here.
And when you guys are going in for your solo for, like, Vegas week, do you have, like, two solos prepared? Do you have one solo prepared? Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Are, like, people, like, just pulling out, like, bags of tricks, like, everywhere?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll have multiple. Other times you just wait.
You're supposed to have, like, two prepared, I think they say. I know me personally, I just had two songs prepared.
You're like, I just was going to tattoo them?
I just kind of improvised it and... But yeah, that's what, I mean, you're supposed to have two ready.
And see, improv for some people works really well, and other people, it's a big disaster. Yeah, and it works well for you. That's awesome.
It works better for me, yeah. I mean, it's easier for me to just go up there and feel it out, like, when I'm actually there and in the moment. Then when I choreograph stuff, I pretty much just, like, start to forget it on stage and do my own thing anyway, so.
Might as well improv it. I want to know from you, because we had Mindy on with Lindsay last season.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, Vibe Tribe, you know, yes. Vibe is actually very well prepared and gets you guys, gosh, you got a lot of you guys on the show.
Yeah, most definitely.
What was, for you, like, how did you prepare? Because obviously you've seen multiple people go through from the studio.
It was more of a matter of getting with my coach and sitting down to be like, all right, so this is what you can do. This is what you can attempt to do. Let's stick to what you're really, really good at and, like, try to showcase you in a way that's different. Because while I might not be, like, the strongest ballroom technician, I can perform. So we tried to just highlight all my performance aspects and go about it that way.
And you coming on as ballroom, a lot of people were like, by the way, he is really good at street and hip-hop and everything. I was like, oh, like, bag of tricks. I mean, you guys are all really well cross-trained at that studio. But, Mindy's also very good, and I love, because she's very blunt when she comes on and
always
speaks. She's a straight shooter, and I love that about her. But she's like, you know, there's politics to the show, too. And she's like, I've kind of learned, like, what works and what doesn't. And
most definitely,
who gets pushed forward and who sometimes, like, fades away.
Yeah.
And there's reasons to it. It's, you know, it's kind of, it happens on Dancing with the Stars, too. You see the politics of that show. So, really interesting, because I think it's a little bit more subtle, and So You Think You Can Dance. But every once in a while, you'll see Nigel start making... Mm-hmm. comments, and you're like, oh, they're just wanting him to leave.
They're just taking that person out.
Right.
Chop people up in
his
He's just suggesting how people vote. Right. And I'm always like, oh, there we go. Let's go on to stage. This is Bloodline. And this is, let's see, Natalie, Jim, Gabby, Haley, and, Dennis. We'll get to him. Yeah, another Kamina Burana, Oh Fortuna. What did we think about this one?
I like that one.
I did too.
Yeah.
Pretty fluid, right?
I thought it was really, really well put together. I thought their
strong piece
choreography was strong.
Yeah, it looked almost like a company piece. Like, it was oh, okay, y'all did that.
Yeah, and I mean, they're all amazingly talented, so I mean, that goes to help.
Can you imagine what it would have looked like if they weren't so tired too?
Yeah, pretty
most
much.
Definitely.
I mean,
right?
With sleep.
Like, maybe with 8 hours.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. What that would have been, because it already was so polished. Mm-hmm.
That gym do something else.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
you.
that man partner.
That was so dope.
He's so good.
He's so good. Mm-hmm. He's on my fave list.
Yeah.
Can I inject one quick question from Elizabeth Saracola? It's for you, Marquette.
Oh, yay.
She wants to ask, because you're close friends with Brandon.
Yes, Brandon is my homie.
What his Vegas experience was.
He said it was great. They didn't show a lot of it from what I saw, but he got really positive feedback from the judges. It just came down to, I think it was like a technique training, plus I guess they weren't holding on to a lot of the ballroom, which didn't really help his help his chances there.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that later, but Brandon, also from Vibe, but if you guys remember his story from a few weeks ago, he took 2 years off. So I thought for someone that took 2 years off from dance, he looked pretty darn good.
Ooh, we all said that. Yep. I agree with you.
I'm like, I take like a week off.
And it's like, no! Totally.
So, all right. And then we go to the Dance for Your Life.
I love that song. Dungeon Dragon.
Yeah. Well, she nailed it. I mean, that's where it counts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She did. Yeah. I feel like the judges may have had some, like, twinkle in their ear, perhaps, about how she was interacting with her fellow dancers during
the team stuff.
Because it all gets around. Right? Yeah. It's got to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and nothing goes under the radar.
Yeah, especially within that show.
So, I don't know.
That's true. Ultimately. And, you know, one of my favorite things from last season, because we've had a lot of the choreographers on, they always like to talk, and they're always, Mandy's been very upfront about it, and Spencer Liff has been upfront about it, how they're not asked for their comments anymore by the judges, but between all of them, they go, this is what we're going to expect from Marquette in the studio.
Oh,
and
so really?
And
so.
Oh.
And Spencer, if you haven't seen our episode from Spencer last year, he gave a lot of great insight, and he talked about how he thought Casey was like, not as mature in rehearsal, but then would like just turn it on and nail it on stage. And he's like, for me as a choreographer, I need you, especially for Broadway, I need you to turn it on the studio so I know where to make corrections and things like that. And Zach, by the way, this was towards the end of the season. He was like, Zach is my favorite. And then he whispered that and he's like, I can't. He's like, am I supposed to say that? I'm like, that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
He loved. We had a lot of great rehearsal comments about you. Like, Mandy said that too. Like, everyone, Dave Scott, like, a lot of people just were saying.
Yeah, I had a lot of people say that. I don't know. I think I work really hard in rehearsal. I think it's important to keep it strong all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's actually super important. And so if anyone from season 12 is listening, let me tell you, work hard in rehearsal. Don't slack.
All the way off in rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So before we continue, everyone, we have a quick little word from our sponsor, Mazda. Mazda has a very important question for all of you.
Oh.
Very important. Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of road. A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, and long ways. They're all here waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque?
Albuquerque
is different. I think that might be on Mars. Do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does? Or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters. Mazda. Thanks, Mazda.
That was a lot of questions.
I mean, essentially, does driving matter to you, Zach?
Yeah, you know, I actually don't own a vehicle, but if I did, yeah.
It would? How about you?
Driving definitely matters.
Especially here in L.A.
Yeah, it's how I make money, so.
Okay!
Zach, how are you getting around in Los Angeles?
Well, I use Uber a lot, and I have, my roommate has a car.
So you bum off from a ride. Because I was like, Los Angeles is a tough town without a car.
Yeah.
All right, but thank goodness to Uber and Lyft and all those good things.
Yeah.
We go right into stage, and you know what? We go right into Sonia Taya. Nailing it for Jazz. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Sonia Taya because, you know, working with her, I mean, she's the real deal. She's a tough cookie, but if you get her and you get her choreography, I don't think there's anything more rewarding.
Yeah. You're definitely lucky if you pull Sonia on the show, yeah. She just pulls, you know, everything out of you, and I think that's what the show is all about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had the pleasure of working with her the first week, all of us as a group, and I think that first week working with her really helped us all come together as a group and really mature as a group. And this is like, she really pulled a lot out of us that first week. And after that, I think it was just like everyone was on a roll after that.
Yeah,
and
it really set the bar.
It was awesome.
That's
it was
like awesome.
The first rehearsal, you come in and it's the hardest, most intense thing you'll ever do in your life.
But in the best way, though.
Yeah. But like, you love it.
It was hard.
Like, you're killing yourself and you're going like, but I want to keep going. Mm-hmm. Like, don't make me stop. Can we keep going?
Yeah. So this is where people, though, start to fall. And we lost Brandon in this round.
Yeah.
And we lost Antonina, who's adorable. Mm-hmm. She's really cute. Like, she's almost, you see it. You're like, you're almost there. Hopefully there's a season 13 and she's someone that comes back. And Ekaterina. But this is probably a really good point to sort of talk about ballroom and sort of what happened this year, because it looked like we lost Alan, who probably would have been a very easy shoe-in, I think. He's a great dancer.
Yeah.
But
Great personality.
Yeah. He's exciting to watch. But Dennis, it looked like he made the top 20 and then pulled out. And I just sit there and think, you are burning a bridge in your career.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent, yeah. It's like what why? What he? I wonder if he had something waiting for him. If he had something else lined up, and he was just like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to do this again. Because like he's already done it.
Yeah, I definitely see where he's coming from. I think he maybe should have, voiced his opinion a bit earlier until he was like standing there waiting to find out if he made it. But like, you know, I see where he's coming from. I think Ballroom would be definitely tough on this season, especially because, you know, where do you put it? And every week. Well,
okay, but say he quite possibly was going to be the only ballroom representative on the show, which is a great thing.
Exactly.
And then I sit there and think, it's always an opportunity because you guys get to build a name and a reputation and you get a legion of fans that are going to follow you with whatever project you get to go. I don't know. I just look at it on the outside because I just, you know, I've done the show since season 9 and I'm like, I see where everyone goes. I think it helps more than it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, and I just was like, "What else did he have lined up that was so big, or was he just like, I don't want to leave Antonina behind?"
I think that had something to do with it.
Yeah, I think he's also been on So You Think You Can Dance Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he won.
Yeah.
So,
he won it.
He won it.
So I think he's also done it before, and I guess, I mean, for whatever reason, I guess he wasn't feeling it again. I don't know.
And then I think about the poor guy that got cut because.
Yeah,
that
and that's
spot.
What that's exactly, and see that's where I'm coming from with the timing issue is that if he had just done that like right before they all decided to start cutting people, then like someone would have that spot that had already gotten cut.
Because you know that jazz round was the all right. This is where we have to start like for real cutting people so we can have our top 20 now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And had he said it before, then it probably would have influenced some other changes to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit like
unfortunate for ballroom this year.
Yeah, it is. And I guess I would like to see ballroom represented. And I understand that they are going to do some of the Latin styles in the show. I get that, but it's also nice to have a dancer represent that style too, because there's been a great history on the show with it. So.
Cough, All Stars.
Well, yeah.
Is everyone getting for All Stars?
I mean, that would be cool, but
fingers crossed. But
I'm just like, I know they are, and they're officially using All Stars. I think a lot of people thought with the new format that wouldn't happen, but it's definitely happening this year. So,
That'd be fun. They can't change that too.
Yeah. That's the fun part.
It is the fun part.
Yeah, that's definitely when the season gets a little more exciting. At least for us, it did. The energy kind of really changes when the All Stars come back, and because they've all done that before.
Do you get a little starstruck? You're like, oh my gosh, it's Twitch. Little.
A little tired.
A little bit.
He's still the coolest guy ever.
Yeah, he is.
He's real.
The nicest thing. And I have to say, I like the mentors. I actually like seeing Travis and Twitch sort of just give everyone a little bit of a pep talk and like get focused, do this.
I think it really helps all the dancers out too. It gives them something to relate to because, you know, they've all been in that position before. And so helps them all.
And neither of them won, and they're very successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're kind of like the perfect option because you think, say, you think you can dance, Travis Wall, Twitch. Like, those are two of the first names that are going to pop into your mind, and then, like, now they're back helping out the dancers.
It's good. It's good.
And I want to see them get competitive. I really want to see them throw down a little bit, so that'll be good. From there, we move on to Nappy Tabs.
Hey.
That was awesome.
Tabitha crushed that combo.
She's the realest.
Unbelievable. Okay, give us a scoop on what it's like working with Nappy Tabs.
Did anyone work on the show?
I got them on the tour, and it was so amazing. I was learning the piece that Jessica and Twitch did, and I was filling in for Twitch, and it was so much fun to work with them. They have like this laid back energy, but at the same time, you're pushing for it because you know you're working with Nappy Tabs, so you're still giving it your all, and they're just like, yeah, do that, and then like giving you a correction, and then like Tabitha's doing it full out next to you, so you're like, okay, so maybe I should get my stuff together.
Yeah, I've never gotten to work with them on the show, but I have off the show a couple times, and their energy is just really awesome, and you know they're very real people, and you know their parents, and they have a kid that they bring along to all their rehearsals.
London is adorable.
Like they're such a dope family.
Yeah.
He nails it. Like, I've seen him dance. He's got the genes.
Yeah. He's a little lazy.
He has very good genes for the dance.
Technicality.
He does. All right. So, we've talked a lot about this, but first time that Nappy Tabs has done round 3, which I think was kind of cool, we saw that the lady is just killing it in this round as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it really, to me, it was very evident that the ladies are stronger than the men this year. There's a few exceptions.
Yeah.
But no. I think overall, on the street side...
Yeah.
Well, for sure, and the way that cards landed at the end of it shows it. right?
Yeah. Six and four.
I think this the female street dancers.
And like I said, that goes to show what a change does. I mean, it brings the best out of a different group of people. And I mean, they're amazing. Like you said, they're nuts.
Yeah, like they all are amazing freestylers, and then they pick up choreo. So it's just like, Can you just stop? You're just amazing.
I know, and some of the guys stumbled. So look, it's kind of interesting just to see all that. This is where we sort of see the story of Asif really sort of emerge.
Yeah.
And if you've been following what's happening on Twitter, to me, it makes sense why we saw so much of his storyline this week, mm-hmm. getting to know his personality a little bit more. Mm-hmm. He's handsome. He's also a model.
Yeah,
so
I think he's hilarious.
He's a character.
Yeah, he is. He's good.
Yeah, if you look at his Instagram account, it's all like shirtless, like.
Oh, turn up. Ladies gonna love that one.
Yeah. So you know, we saw Hurricane. Like we saw a lot of really good people. Marie Poppins. Who's always I know. We saw Marie Poppins get. I hated that. Like, it was her and Yaya, and I was like, don't pit these two amazing women against each other. Like,
amazing and different.
Amazing and different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to pit anyone against
Yaya. That was a tough. That, like, when they put those two together, it's just hard to. It was amazing to watch. It was just hard to see the outcome.
I know, because you're like, you know that they know each other really well, and they've worked together, and then it's
most
like.
Most definitely.
Really?
She can come back, though, next year, right?
Yeah,
age wise, yes. Yeah. Is there a season?
Right,
that's
we don't know. Okay.
The other
always
the question.
Up in the air. Okay.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's, you know, I really am interested to see how the live shows do with the new format and everything because it's struggled the last couple seasons and it's like, it's one of the best shows on TV, especially for the summer. And I'm like, don't go away.
Right, yeah. Everyone always seems to like it, but we can't hold on to it forever.
Well, why?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Make it happen. Well, and this is where it got interesting, because after the Nappy Tabs round, the dance for your life was Asif, and then B1, of course. So the two B-boys.
Yes.
Yeah, they both crushed it.
They both crushed it. But then we got the little, like, thing at the end with Asif.
Yeah,
what did you guys think of that? Because it was a little uncomfortable for me, but you kind of had an interesting perspective on it when we talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of see where he was coming from, because the way he heard what Nigel was saying, it came across as to him, they were saying, oh, well, you're not that great at dancing. But in his mind, he was like, well, this guy did what you've seen, and I did something completely different. Like, I went my own creative route and this, that, and the other, which, not to knock anything that B1 did, he was just trying to say how he did something different.
Thought, he just thought he was being dissed and you know, didn't want to just take it like that. So he responded, I mean, probably not in the most respectful manner, but, like...
I think they both jumped to conclusion very quickly for them. Yeah.
Everyone was super hot.
It's a really tense environment, especially when you're literally doing like two B-boys are doing their solos and like you're thinking like, okay, so it's going to be one of us. Right. Yeah, like you're a little stressed and anxious.
Everyone's tense because everyone's watching and everyone's been there with each other.
It's the end of the week.
Yeah, everyone's been with each other. You know, you get to know these
mentality,
people.
Like
it's crazy. You know, B-boys have a really heavy battle mentality, so
because B-boying is battles.
Yeah.
So, and we also saw. I think we saw a little bit of like Paula attitude, which is interesting because she's always like so sweet and supportive and everything. And she was very supportive of Asif, but then at one point she's like, "Are we taking a break?" Like you could just tell she was on edge. And Jason Derulo was like, "Oh no!"
Even Twitch fired back a little bit. Which
yes, he did.
Yeah. So I think everyone was just super on edge and tired at that point in the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and when have you ever seen, like, Twitch on edge, like, ever?
I know.
I think I might have seen him raise his voice once.
Yeah, and he was probably cheering.
Yeah.
And smiling and happy. Or taking his shirt off for Magic Mike.
Oh!
Yeah. XXL.
Exactly. That whole thing, because I was like, I wonder why they're showing this whole thing. The only other time I could really remember that they showed a massive, like, attitude thing was with Armin Wei, who You guys remember that from a few seasons ago?
Yeah, he's one of the nicest people
ever. He's one of the nicest people ever, exactly. And he's never the one. And it's just like he had the bad day, and he was the one that dropped the lace on her head. Yeah. And it was, I mean, just pure fatigue. Yeah. No guy wants to drop anyone on their head.
No.
Never.
So I just was wondering, I'm like, how is this going to play out? And we've been kind of hearing after they announced the top 20 that, of course, someone gets injured.
It's the worst.
And then if you're looking at Instagram photos, well, guess who's in the rehearsal van? Asif.
Sneaky.
Yeah, so, you know, this is what it's, like, super interesting, and I'm surprised Fox wasn't able to be like, please don't post photos of
him.
I'm
surprised.
Yeah.
They might have had a conversation since then and now.
Right, yeah.
Because they're usually pretty on about their confidentiality stuff.
And I wonder if it's been pulled, like, because it was, I think it was Edson who posted the photo. It would be interesting if someone goes and checks on his Instagram account. Tell someone in the chat room to go do it.
Go check. Oh, well, you just did. Tell them, and I'll look.
Go check Edson's account and see if it's still up there. I do know that a few people, of course, have screen capped it or reposted it at this point, so it's out there for sure.
Dunzo.
It's so funny that it's Edson.
You know who was the worst? Because I leaked a few of the people that were in the top 20. When was it? 3 weeks ago, maybe? Four weeks ago? I don't know. I'm the one that released the top 20 your season. I was like, here you go.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Everyone, like, knew it down to the team. We're like, how? Yeah. You guys are so
Kristen
good.
Kristen Burt.
If I told you who the source was, you'd be all like, oh. So the interesting thing is that I thought the person that had the worst game at keeping the secret was Moses, because everything I was, like, writing, I'm like, here is a few people, and he'd be like, wink. Like, wink, retweet. And I was like, you are the worst secret keeper ever. You know your name's on this list, and you know I named you. Where it's Derek so blocked me. He was like, block on Twitter.
No.
So,
no, wait, Derek, I'll block her. She's cool peeps.
So, but I think he was just paranoid. And I do know that Jeff Thacker, one of the exec producers, if you guys don't know, you guys know who he is. But people at home watching, if you don't know, I do know that they did call the contestants and were like,
right.
I don't hear from contestants. So just so you know, it's not your contestants leaking. I mean, maybe they're telling their mom, but then their mom's telling someone else.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of us would say anything.
Yeah.
So it says that Edson deleted the post, but now it's all over Twitter.
Yes. Yeah, so well, it is all over Twitter.
It's been like
for 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, thank you for checking. So I appreciate it. I don't know who it was, but everyone.
All of them really were like, he deleted it.
Y'all, thank you. That happened last year, too. Whoever was doing your top 20 photo, whoever that photographer was like, look, it's the top 20. And I randomly found it because he tagged.
Yeah, we got it early.
Yeah, and so I was like, look, it's the photographer. And he did, like, he posted it. And I'm like, look, you can see people. Like, look, there's,
that's
like, so-and-so.
Crazy.
Like, there's Marquette and there's Zach. Yeah. And then it was gone in, like, an hour.
Gone in 6 years.
Fox was not very happy minutes. With me last year. I do know that. They were like, shut up.
Spilling the beans
left and right. But so let's talk about the top 20. And here's your top 10 stage. You've got Edson. You've got Marissa. Moses, Katie is in Shaping Sound, so she knows Travis Wall very well.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I kept on looking at her name, and you know when you're like, why do I know her? Why do I know her? So I was like, let's do a little Googling, and I'm like, oh, she's in Shaping Sound.
Mm-hmm. Hit her with the Google.
Hit the Google, but it is interesting to me because I know a lot of you guys do competitions and conventions and things like that, and you've worked with a lot of the choreographers before, so the connections are there sometimes from when you guys are 12. Haley Payne, and then Jim, Alexia, Derek, Darian, and Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Gabby, I love. What do you think of Gabby?
I think Gabby's going to kill it. I think she's going to go really far this season. I'm excited. Yeah. She's dope. She's a really awesome tapper. And she, we haven't seen a whole lot from her so far, but from the shots we have seen, she seems to be really technical everywhere else, too.
Yeah, you know Gabby, right?
Yeah, I went to high school with Gabby.
Yeah, I was I know from...
She's the bomb, yeah.
That was one of the people that Rudy was like, I don't know, maybe you'll see her again.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's one in top 20.
Spoiler.
There's one, Rudy, thank you.
She is amazing. She's such a, she has so many different weapons that, you know... I hope she's going to be able to show on the show. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
Did you guys train at the same studio, too, or different studios?
No, we went to a performing arts school for 1 year together. So, technically, we trained for a little while together, but she's amazing. I mean, she's nuts. She's going to surprise a lot of people.
I'm excited. And the only Tapper represented this year. Yeah, so
she's got to go far.
But Tappers, Tappers are another one that always well cross-trained.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, especially you know, to go on the show, I think you have to be well cross-trained because you don't ever get to tap on the show.
Are you guys able to tap?
It was either ballroom or tap, and I picked ballroom.
They actually started teaching us a little bit of sing on tour. So, like, I can fake some tap steps. I'm not necessarily good, but, like, if the tap is overlaid or if he's got on tap shoes, I could look like I was making sounds. Maybe.
I got the good arms. I can do the arms of tap. Like, I can get, like, the arms and, like, I can do, like, yeah. I can do it.
You got a good shuffle.
Yeah, like
and
I can do the arms. You just can't look under.
Oh,
like the feet.
You can do Broadway, homie.
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I was a terrible tapper. Did you ever take tap?
When I was really young,
like the shuffle step, tip step.
I want to say I was probably in like first grade, so it was ancient tapping.
I think that's where they start little kids a lot too.
Step.
Yeah,
and then I, you know, like I still have a pair of tap shoes that.
Ooh.
My child
size
will wear.
4.
Squeeze your big toe in them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I will say my favorite number from last season was you and Aaron.
Oh,
yeah.
Piano Man.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was my favorites.
I torment Aaron all the time. I'm like, "Happy birthday! Look, here's your tap number." Like he knows he's seen it, but I'm always like, "I love it so much."
Yeah, that was fun.
There were some really great just everything's last season. There really was. A few people are in chat are requesting that you come back as an all-star to duet with Gabby.
Hey.
Request So You Think You Can Dance.
Send the
letters.
Petitions over.
I love it. That's a good one. That's a good one. And then on the street side, let's talk about our top 10. We have Alan Latour, Hurricane. We have Jessica, of course, Urelis, Lily, Ariana, Virgil, Eddie, Megs, B1, and Yaya.
Nice.
Super strong team.
Squad.
I mean, if you look at that, right, like on paper, do you think like men and women, do you think like street team could win? Just on paper.
I mean, street's coming out swinging. Yeah. I mean, they've got some heavy hitters. Like some super heavy hitters.
I think potentially, I think street could definitely win it. I think after the first week, we're really going to see how strong they really are. Because, again, it's all going to come down to choreography. Because, like, unless they change it this season, we only got to do our solos near the end. So, it's all choreography the whole time.
I agree with Zach. I think after the first live week show that released, because, I mean, Vegas week was just the beginning. So, you're on for another ride. So, it's hard. I mean, after the first week, I think people are going to get more comfortable, and you're going to see, you know, who's more comfortable, who's less comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Give us some insight. What is that first week like when you know you're going to live shows? People are just knowing your name and...
It was fun. I mean, I had a great time.
Live show was awesome.
Yeah, coming out.
When you first run out to do, like, your big, like, here's Zach and here's Nick and Marquette, like, the energy in that room is insane. I think we're all, like, running
out. Yeah, the energy within ourselves is amazing. Like, our hearts are jumping.
It's funny to go back and watch them and see how, like, we all run out and our faces are so, like...
Yeah!
I'm here!
Yeah, every time I listen to the beginning of that song... Of So You Think, I just think of right before we go out.
Yeah,
and I still get nervous sometimes. Like, I'm like, oh, butterflies.
Oh, I love that. I want to know, do you guys get to like pick your own move? Like, I'm going to do like,
Yeah. But then Jeff will tell you if it looks good or not.
Like, yeah, that's too cheesy. Yeah. Like,
sometimes he'll like, no.
And then he gives it to you straight up too. He's like, that was bad. I'm like, I'll change it.
Deep drive.
But it's all pretty much ours, yeah.
And then can you change it up week to week?
Everyone changes it, like, every time they go on. And then we have partners, too. We do, like, we rehearse our own little partner thing. And so that one's all totally our own personality. Yeah.
So cute.
It's so fun.
It's so cute.
But also so stressful, because it's the easiest thing you're going to do that week.
Is you're like, what
maybe
is it?
Stand there and do, like, an 8 count of a move and then run out of the camera. Uh-huh. But if you mess it up, then, like...
It's live. Like,
you messed up an 8 count, bruh.
You're like, I've been doing 8 counts since I was 2.
Like, you have one job and, like, bruh.
You screwed it up in front of all of the United States. Were your parents coming every week, too? I know some parents come every week.
Not every week, but they came... I think my parents came 3 times. which was cool. Every time they came, you know, it's always cool to see them in the audience while you're up doing something really big.
I was like, does it help or hurt to have parents there? It's like, it's nerve-wracking.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. I never get nervous performing in front of my mom because, like, she's always around. My dad came to the second-to-last show that I was on, and that was nice because I was like, hey, Pops, you haven't seen me do something big like this in a while. It's like, that was fun.
Oh, that is good. Now, Nick, you went out early.
Oh, yeah, but I mean... Wait. My dad went to the last show, so it was fun.
That's good. Yeah. But I was going to say something complimentary. instead of talking about it. But I was like, you know, we didn't get to see as much dancing from you. But I have to tell you that we heard from so many people that have come here, and they're like, Nick was one of the strongest ballroom dancers. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, things happen.
Yeah,
you know?
No. Like I said, I say to everyone, I mean, that first week we're all together. We were there for a while, and everyone just got clicked, and everyone was just, we had a very tight-knit group. Our top 20. So I don't think anyone expects to get cut the first week, but someone has to. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I mean, I left the show with a lot of positive mindset. And like I said, I've been great after that, supporting these people. And they're like my best friends now. So I met a lot of people on that show and kept great connections.
Well, I just wanted you to know that we heard lots of good things about you. You were dancing. So, and Rudy was like, And Rudy was like, I just cried when.
So hard.
That was adorable.
I think everybody like got really emotional that first week because it was such a huge shock. Yeah. Like, it was like, bah, this is okay, Nick. This is real.
You're like, really? Yeah.
People are leaving.
I know. Why? Mm-hmm. You're just like, no. And tour. Can you talk a little bit about tour?
Yeah, tour was awesome.
77 cities.
So long.
Yeah.
Just rolling. It was awesome. I mean, we got to, you know, travel around and literally see, like, all of our fans all over the country and Canada, too. That was my first time going out of the country, so that was really exciting. Yeah, I mean... It was just we sold out like a bunch of theaters. We had an amazing audience every single night. It was amazing.
It's like rock star.
Yeah. But like a dance rock star.
That's kind of cool though.
And like doing sold out shows when you don't have to like necessarily dance behind an artist is always awesome.
It is.
Like it's the crowd's there for you guys.
Yeah. Well, this is such a renaissance in dance, and the fact that we have like Move going out, and you've got Dance with the Stars Live is out right now. The So You Think tour, Shaping Sound does really well. It's just really exciting. There's so many opportunities for dancers, so it's great that you guys were a part of all of that. Because I'll tell you, the season 10 people have been like, they got to go out more dates than we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time. I would have extended it even more if possible, you know?
You're like, do another year! Yeah, forget about those season 12 people.
I wonder if they'll eventually
season
do like...
Season 11 forever.
Have they done an all-star tour yet?
I don't think...
Some of the all-stars have gone out on different tours. Like, I know Courtney Galliano, I think, went out in season 7 tour. Like, they've used people for different things.
They should do an all-star tour.
That would be awesome. Oh my
an
gosh.
All-star tour would be crazy.
Yes, yeah.
Right? I mean, not everyone could probably do it, but...
But I bet they would be able to find enough people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
So, just one other thing I want to mention. The Queen of Detroit. I just, like, love her. I props to her for getting out there and just putting her heart out there.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Her body control and, like, she was just dope. She was just all the way dope. Yeah.
Well, also the way she, like, at least the moments that they showed of her leaving, she handled it so beautifully. Just all of it, you know?
I think she left on a really positive note.
She did.
Very classy.
I know she's gotten a lot of love on Twitter. Yeah, she was mentioning it
today. Everyone that auditions thinks they have to make the show. And, I mean, if you give off that kind of vibe, even if you don't make live shows, it helps you.
Even that airtime that she got, I mean, that's going to
Caleb, I know, has been, like, on this... past seasons, and he just uses that, and you know, it helps. Mm-hmm. You just gotta use what you get from the show.
Teddy Tedholm, he was auditioned like two or three times, and
it's exposure, that's all it is.
But I just wanted to give her a shout out because I just thought she was really incredible and represented something so different this season that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
And that's what this new format has really brought. So I'm glad that we got to see her shine and everything. Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned who we think is the injured person, but if you don't want to know, block your ears right now. But it's Hurricane. So
one of my favorites.
Yeah. I'm really upset about that because I think his story needs to be heard. It's really interesting.
I think his dancing.
Yes. And his dancing is killer. So. Let's hope for season 13 and people can come back
most
and
definitely.
Like that.
Yeah, Millie round 2 right there.
Yeah, exactly. Part 2. And then they get to go right to like Vegas and audition because I think that's what happened with Millie.
Fast track. No,
They do.
Fast
they usually fast pass you. It's true.
Fast pass.
Well, we do have to wrap up, but I want to let you know, tell everyone where they can find you, Marquette.
Oh, they can find me on Twitter and Instagram. My name, Marquette13. Bow.
Nick.
Yeah, I'm Nick Garcia on Instagram and Twitter. I'll be on tour with Bomb with a Twist this summer. So
cool.
So if there's a show next to you, you know.
We're big fans of B-Watt.
Come and see me.
Yeah. And, I'm Zach Everhart, 47, on Twitter and Instagram.
Where's the 47 come from?
You know, it's a really long, kind of convoluted story, but it's just my favorite number.
And so we don't have time for it, so. But we love you.
Favorite number. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean and on my YouTube show, Winos in Onesies.
I love saying that. Next week, we have first-time guest Eliana, season 9 ladies winner. I know, finally getting her in here. I'm at Kristen Bird on Twitter, The Kristen Bird on Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you all next week here on AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.